بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لو أن لابن آدم واديا من ذهب أحب أن يكون له واديان ولن يملأ فاه إلا التراب ويتوب الله على من تاب متفق عليه ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما in the narrator of the hadith رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that if Ibn Adam, that is the son of man, if this human being had one valley full of gold, he would desire that he should get another valley. And nothing but the sand of the grave will satisfy him or fill his stomach. وَيَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ مَنْ تَعَبْ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always accept the repentance of the one who turns in sincere repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The meaning of this hadith with regards to the greed and avarice of man, we find this is something that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would constantly warn his ummah about. In fact, Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi rahmatullahi alayhi, in his kitab, he mentions a riwayat that on one occasion, our mother, Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha, was asked this question that what is it that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to repeat the most often at home? To understand or appreciate the veracity of this question, amongst the galaxy of Sahaba-i-Kiram, the most number of ahadith were narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, 5,374 ahadith. The second highest narrator of hadith is Aisha radiallahu anha, more than 2,200 ahadith are narrated by her. So the second highest narrator of hadith is asked this question, that what is it that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would repeat the most often? And this was the same hadith she responded, and she said that the thing that the most Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would repeat is that if Ibn Adam, if the son of man had one valley full of gold, he will desire the second one, and nothing but the sand of the grave will fulfill his avarice or his greed. So we find that this is something that we have to be very, very cautious about. Because lalach and greed of dunya is such a thing that if we allow this thing, allow this quality to take root in us, then it becomes difficult for a person to distinguish between halal and haram. His desire to get more and more of dunya is such that will drive him. And very often, this is what leads to a person incurring unnecessary debt. We find that nowadays we are living in a society where there is a culture of debt. Very easily people take upon themselves debt. Whilst the Shariat allows you to take debt, the allowance of Shariat is in the case of necessity. Majority of us, if you have to analyze why we are in financial problems, why we are in debt, is not because of necessity. It is because of greed. And it's because of trying to live beyond our means. So this is something we have to be very, very careful about. In fact, ulama say that greed is such a thing that if it is allowed to take root in a person, then this person becomes the example of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, يَوْمَ نَقُولُ لِجَهَنَّمَ هَلْ امْتَلَأْتِ وَتَقُولُ هَلْ مِنْ مَزِيدٍ That Jahannam will be asked, that are you full now? Are you satisfied now? And Jahannam will respond and say, no, هَلْ مِنْ مَزِيدٍ Is there any more to come? So greed is like that also. If you allow it to take root, the more and more dunya a person gets, instead of being satisfied, you say, Hal mim mazid, hal mim mazid, hal mim mazid. It's like a fire inside him that will be burning with the desire and passion of dunya. And this is, like we mentioned earlier, leads to haram, leads to the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, leads to unnecessary debt, etc. So this is why we have to be careful about this. And the last section of this hadith is the relevance of why it is mentioned in this chapter on tawbah and repentance, that no matter how bad the spiritual malady, the door of tawbah is still open. A person can go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Abi Huraira radiallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal yadhaku Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ila rajulayn yaqtula ahaduhum al-akhar yadkhulani al-jannah yuqatilu hadha fi sabilillah fayuqtal thumma yatubu Allah ala al-qatil fayuslim fayustashhad muttafaqun alayhi. This is the final hadith on the chapter of tawbah and repentance. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah laughs, or Allah smiles in pleasure at two people. One murdered or killed the other one, and both of them will enter into Jannat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explains the scenario that one is a person who was fighting in the path of Allah, he was fighting in jihad, he was fighting on haqq, and he is killed, he becomes shaheed. So he will enter into Jannah. Then the other one is the one that killed him. He was a kafir, a disbeliever, and he was fighting against a Muslim. He murdered him, killed him. Thereafter, Allah Ta'ala gave him the tawfiq of tawbah. He became a Muslim, he accepted Iman. And after accepting Islam and Iman, he fought in the path of Allah and he became shaheed in the path of Allah. So both these people will enter into Jannah. This expression, yadhakullah, that Allah laughed, the laughter of Allah or the smiling of Allah, this is something Allah knows best, what it actually means. Ulama normally give this inference that Allah, this denotes Allah's pleasure. And from this hadith, we can see the extreme mercy of Allah. One is a person who killed a Muslim. He's a kafir who killed a Muslim, made this Muslim shaheed. Yet the door of tawbah was not closed upon that kafir. He accepts Islam later on. Islam, Allah Ta'ala wipes away his entire past, gunas and sins. And thereafter he becomes a shaheed. So even a kafir, here this hadith is teaching us, we cannot write the person off. A kafir who had murdered Muslims, you cannot write him off. Eventually he may become a shaheed, he may become a jannati. So this is an indication of how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Allah give us